This upcoming segment is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13 and save even more with Easy Rewards Program, with the Easy Rewards Program at Staples. All right, time for everybody to get on record with their 2025 Washington season record prediction. And I want one bold footnote, even though I'm going to give you two bold footnotes. By the way, looking back at last year, and I kept all of our predictions from last year, I was at 10-7. That was out there, but my bold predictions were not very good. Brian Robinson Jr. was going to make the Pro Bowl. Zach Ertz, 80-plus catches. Predicting Ertz to have a big year wasn't that far off. But my last bold prediction was Daron Payne would have a monster season. I think I've predicted that pretty much every year. I'm not going to predict it this year, though. I'm not going to predict it this year. That was a little bit off. All right, my final record prediction. I've already told you, I think Washington will make it to the Super Bowl. Barring the only concern I have about this football team's offense, and that is just keeping number five upright and healthy. You know, he is still one of those guys, when I look at him, it was the only thing that bothered me coming out, and I say bothered me, it was the only long shot concern that I had, is the frame. You know, and would it hold up, especially with the way he plays? But man, he is intelligent. We saw a lot of that growth last year. I've got Washington at 11-6. I don't think this is going to be some sort of big step back season. I don't buy into the, oh, well, they can't keep winning close games. Oh, they can't keep hitting on fourth downs. Oh, they're not going to keep getting the breaks of facing, you know, backup and third string quarterbacks. You know, those close games, for all we know, won't be an issue this year because they're going to be so much better offensively. They'll have two score leads in the fourth quarter. That happens sometimes. You know, teams don't have all of those opportunities. They're not faced with that level of sort of tight, adverse situations that they have to overcome week in and week out, like Washington seemingly had to do last year. I think this offense is going to be better. I think the quarterback is the best in the conference. Now, you know, why didn't I go 12-5 or better? You know, they have a lot of really good teams on their schedule that if they play those teams at the wrong time, meaning those teams are as good as we think they could be and they're healthy, they're not going to win all of those games. I could easily see them losing at Arrowhead or getting beat, you know, in a game in Philadelphia, or, you know, even at Dallas, or, you know, the Lions at home or something like that. I mean, these are going to be tough, hard-fought games, some of them. I doubt that they'll be on the edge as much as they were last year. Now, the reason they would be on the edge as much as they were last year would be the same reason they were on the edge last year. And that is defensively, it turns out they weren't improved. They still had trouble stopping the run. They still had trouble getting off the field, and other teams, you know, were able to move the ball and score against them. I just like this team offensively. It is a league of offense first now. That is the change from, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, et cetera. The best offensive teams tend to win. I know the Eagles last year won with defense, but they also won with offense. In the Super Bowl itself, defense was the number one reason they won. And it is hard to win the Super Bowl without a good defense. It is. And to win the Super Bowl, to get to the Super Bowl and win it, they're going to have to be better defensively. I acknowledge that. But I think they're going to be so good offensively that I can't see, you know, a step back to 9 wins from 12. I could see 11. I could see 10. But they're going to be in the postseason. I'm going 11-6 on my season prediction. And my footnotes this year, I'm going to give you two footnotes. One is a combo footnote. I've already mentioned this when we did our Don't Be Surprised If segment earlier in the week. Jaden's going to pass for 4,000-plus yards and 40-plus touchdowns. Yes, that will put him front and center in the MVP conversation. And then just one other quick footnote. I talked about this early in camp, and then it kind of died out in terms of the discussion about him. But let me just say that I believe that Ben Sinnott will be a significant contributor to this offense. You know, before this season is up, Ben Sinnott's going to make us think like they got it right when they drafted him in 2024 in the second round. 11-6, Jaden, 4,000-plus passing yards, 40-plus touchdowns passing, not combo, but, you know, rushing and passing, passing, and Ben Sinnott will be a much bigger contributor to this season than maybe people are thinking right now. All right, Max, give me your final season record prediction and a bold footnote.
It's tough, man, because you kind of stole my thunder. 11-6 is what I also have them going, just because wow. I do think that there's going to be a plethora of these good teams that are, and they've got a target on their back. But the losses I have, I think Green Bay is going to be a loss. I can see them losing to Kansas City. I can see them going to Detroit, and Detroit getting their coming, or Detroit coming here, getting their lick back. I think Denver is going to be a really tough game. And then I think we split the season series with Philly and Dallas. I do think we sweep the Giants though. So 11-6 is going to be my team, is going to be my record prediction. I'm going on the record. And my bold prediction, I gave you that the defense or the secondary would be top three in the NFL this year. So leading that secondary is going to be Mike Sainristil, who would also be leading the NFL in interceptions this year.
Okay. You've had some good bold predictions. Bucky Irving winning Offensive Player of the Year. Tampa Bay, by the way, being the one seed.
I think they're going to be real good.
Was what you had yesterday. And now you've got Mikey Sainristil leading the league in interceptions.
Tiny dog. He's going to eat.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the phone lines. 301-230-0980. Final record predictions and one footnote. Let's start with Scott in Odenton. Scott, go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm well, Scott.
Good. I'm calling. You're not going to like my prediction. The footnote I had for Archduke Maximilian is going to be a little different than I gave him. I'm saying 7-10. And my footnote originally was the defense might not improve as much as it is, but I was thinking about it while I was on hold. I think somebody on offense that's a major contributor to the offense is going to get hurt for a significant amount of time. Somebody like a McLaurin or an Ertz.
Predicting injuries. I love this time of year when we're predicting injuries. So who's going to get seriously hurt? McLaurin, who else?
Somebody significant on the offense. So it could be somebody like McLaurin. Somebody significant on the offense. I was just giving a couple examples of guys who are going to be big contributions. Now, listen,
after Jaden, who would be the most significant loss offensively? It would be Terry, I think. But you might, once we start seeing games, you might say Tunsil. I mean, hell, you might say Debo or Ertz. But, all right, so 7-10. By the way, you're not, you know, it's not that I don't like. I want predictions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Oh, I mean, this time of year.
I want them to win the Super Bowl, but I think it's going to be year three is going to be the big year. And no, my real name is not Ron Rivera, and I'm not saying we should get Carson Wentz.
Okay, good. Or, you know, keep Sam Howell as the quarterback and draft some good linemen. Thank you, Scott, for
Thank
that.
You.
Let's go. Let's go to Michael in Eldersburg. Michael, your final record season prediction with a bold footnote.
Kevin, so good to be with you again. I haven't talked with you in 3 years since I think you moved to 10 o'clock. So good
well, Michael, thanks for calling back. Appreciate it.
So I'm going to go 8-9. My thoughts are that historically, the head coach and the AFC always seem to peak in their first year. It's not a big sample, but that's sort of been their MO.
Give me the examples. I can't think of one right now.
Cardinals,
Brian Daboll?
I'm thinking of Kingsbury in Arizona and Dan Quinn in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, got it.
They peaked in year one, and then it went downhill from there.
Okay.
The other footnote would be, I think you're going to see the kicking game lose a game or two for this team. And that's important. And my bold prediction is that at some point mid-season, a leak is going to come out that there's a rift between Kingsbury and Daniels. And I think we all know who's going to win that, and that Kingsbury will not complete the season on the sidelines.
Wow. Whoa. By the way, Kingsbury's first season was 5-10-1 in Arizona, and Quinn's first season in Atlanta was 8-8. So their best years were actually their second seasons. So I don't know if that's going to influence this call, but there was a lot of, you know,
but no.
Kingsbury not finishing out the season after a big rift with the quarterback. That would be interesting. I'll tell you what, that seems like the biggest long shot of anything I've heard. Honestly, the reason being, they apparently get along so well, and Jaden seems like the last guy that would actually force a change like that. Thank you, Michael. Good to hear from you again. Ian, season record prediction with a bold footnote.
That was quite a call to follow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 9-8. I do think they take the last wild card spot. And then I changed my bold prediction from the defense being not good to Adam Peters can't find a kicker. I think we'll have three kickers on the roster.
Oh, God.
This year. Your guy can't find a kicker. How many did we have last year? Four? So I think three this year.
Was it four kickers last year? It may have been four kickers last year. It was four. It was Seibert, Gonzalez, Greg Joseph, and Cade York. They gave this guy a bunch of money. He's kicked well. His more recent issues have been on long field goals. By the way, I mentioned something a few weeks ago that got mentioned on the broadcast last night, and I don't know if you guys heard it. The K1 kicking ball, you know, they use a different ball kickers do when they come in to kick field goals or when they kick off. The previous rule was they couldn't start to break those balls in until an hour before kickoff. Now they get to do it a couple of days before kickoff. And everybody believes that that is going to result in much longer field goal, you know, attempts and makes. During the preseason, we saw multiple 60-plus yard kicks, and we saw the 70-yarder by the Jacksonville kicker. So maybe that'll help Matt Gay out. I don't know. But look, if they end up playing as many close games as they did last year and you've got kicker issues, it's going to be costly. No doubt. Thank you, Ian. Let's go to our guy Frank in Charlotte. Frank, final record season prediction with a bold footnote.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes. I agree with the other two callers that we're going to have kicking issues. I think the kicker's going to lose us probably about three games this year.
A lot of games for a kicker to lose
He's going to lose us about three games. Yeah, definitely. No doubt he is. And I think within the division as well. My record, I've changed my record. I was going to go 8-9, but I think it's going to be 5-12. Because not only has the NFC East gotten a little bit better, but actually the competition we're playing overall has gotten so much better. And I think that the coordinators, the defensive coordinators, that's what I'm looking at, the defensive coordinators, they're going to box Jaden to where they not only are they going to box him in, but they've actually figured him out to where he's going to have to win with his arm. You know, they're going to.
You mean like he did last year on several occasions?
Yeah. But I think the receivers. That's a good one. Okay.
You're entitled to whatever opinion you have. If you believe that Jaden Daniels is one of those guys, if he plays 17, it's almost impossible for them to win only five games. The elite quarterbacks in this game, when they play 17 games, don't win five. They just don't. They can win 7 or 8, but they don't go 5-12. They don't go 5-11. Not in recent memory. You know, you don't have that with a Lamar Jackson or a Mahomes or a Burrow if they're on the field healthy. It's just that 5-12 to me is, look, it's possible, but they would have to lose Jaden Daniels for a significant number of games, in my opinion, for them to go 5-12.
I just don't think he can do what he did last year and carry the team the way he did last year, because the coordinators are actually going to figure him out. And our defense, I don't think it's got any better.
What is there to figure out?
Huh?
I'm just curious. Yeah. What do you think they'll figure out? That he's not tough mentally? That he can't throw from the pocket? What is it?
No, I mean, I just think maybe it's going to come down to where, he's going to have to really, really be be a pocket passer, which I think he is a pocket passer. He's a great pocket
passer. He's an excellent pocket passer.
But is he elite? That's a question mark for me. For me, that's a question mark.
All right.
That's where it stops. And so I got to see more. And so that's my opinion.
Okay. Thanks for that. You're entitled to your opinion. Again, I'm sure you guys are going to start tweeting me with examples of great quarterbacks who played 16 games and went 5-11. I'm just saying, in this day and age of the elite quarterbacks, Burrow, Jackson, Mahomes, and Allen, I mean, when they're on the field for 17, they don't win 5. That's really hard. And if you think, like I do, that Jaden is at least in that class or near it, 5 is kind of impossible. And as far as throwing and delivering from the pocket, I mean, how many games do we need to go back and look at where he delivered from the pocket over and over again? Over and over again. That is not a weakness. That's not to be exposed. And I do think that one of the interesting parts of the conversation that I had with Quinn last week was asking him about that, fan narrative that, defensive coordinators have a full off season. They'll figure Jaden out. Won't be hard to figure him out. And he said, yeah, that's more of a fan narrative. That's not something that people talk about. Now, they try to come up with answers. But the implication, too, even though he didn't say this directly, was if you've got somebody like Jaden who doesn't really have a whole hell of a lot of flaws, good luck on coming up with answers. Look, it's possible he has an off year. Not every great quarterback has a great year every year. There's an occasional aberration year. And usually that has to do with supporting cast. Not just on offense, but on defense as well. Or some sort of dysfunction, coaching staff or otherwise. Let's go to Hollywood in St. Mary's. By the way, we have a run now of 7-10, 8-9, 9-8, and 5-12. This is surprising to me. Hollywood in St. Mary's, final record prediction with a bold footnote. Go ahead.
Kevin, it's hilarious to me when people talk about they're going to figure Jaden out. They haven't figured any of the other elite quarterbacks out, but suddenly somehow they're going to figure Jaden out. But anyway, my record prediction for them is 11-6. I think people need to be mindful of the fact that simply winning less games doesn't mean they're a worse team. They're playing a harder schedule. I'd rather them win less games but have a more realistic shot at winning the Super Bowl. And I think they have a more realistic shot this year than they had last year. I mean, as long as we got number 5, we can beat anybody on a given day. But I say 11 wins, tough schedule like he did. I don't see any issue there. And my bold prediction, your first caller, Max, kind of stole my thunder a little bit on that. What I was going to say was that our cornerback trio, Lattimore, Samuelsville, and Amos, will be the top cornerback trio in the NFL. That's my bold prediction.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's really – I think out of all of the discussion about this team over the last 4 weeks anyway, I think that's the one I'm most skeptical about. That somehow they have transformed their secondary from what it was last year into elite overall. You know, this caller just said the best in the NFL. Max said the corners best in the NFL. Has Sandra still leading the league in interceptions? Springs was on. Sean was on with us last week. Trey Amos is going to be the guy they avoid. They're going after Lattimore. That's how good Amos is. Springs, Smoot, the same thing. There's been a lot of conversation about how much better the DB room is, the corner room in particular, because I think everybody saw what Quan Martin could potentially become last year. I think that's the thing I'm most skeptical about in terms of the conversation about the team, that they're going to be really, shut down when it comes to their pass defense secondary-wise. Remember this, you still have to have a pass rush for your secondary to be great. Secondly, the talent I'll believe it when I see it on Marshawn Lattimore that he is going to have a Marshawn Lattimore renaissance. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. It's been Debo's problem, too. So I feel differently about Debo than I do Marshawn Lattimore. It's not that I'm not as confident in Lattimore as I am in Debo. I just think that, first of all, Debo at his best was better than Marshawn at his best. I want to see it with Marshawn. I want to see it. And as far as Amos goes, he's a rookie. He's a rookie. And what we're talking about here is him covering receivers in practice and Terry wasn't on the field. Let's see how he handles Malik Nabers on Sunday. 301-230-0980. If you want to jump in, if you're on hold, stay there. I will definitely get to your calls. I want a final season record prediction with a footnote. Max and I are both on the same page. We've been on the same page as far as our NFC predictions. We're both predicting 11-6. My bold predictions: Jaden throws 40 plus touchdown passes, throws for over 4,000 yards, and Ben Sinnott ends up being a bigger contributor this season than most people believe right now. Max believes that Mikey Sanristil will lead the NFL in interceptions. Your call's next.
All right, it is Happy Friday, Football Friday. It is September 5th. I am Max Ames. Here is what's trending. The Eagles, they beat the Cowboys last night in the inaugural game of the NFL season. Jalen Carter was thrown out of the game before the first play from scrimmage for spitting on Dak Prescott. Now to the game, a largely perfect offensive performance in the first half that really kind of slowed down in the second, including a rain delay that did not help things. A few key drops from CeeDee Lamb down the stretch. The Eagles win 24-20. Christian McCaffrey has been added to the San Francisco 49ers injury report with a calf. Doesn't appear to be entering the season as healthy as we thought. And the Nats, they take on the Cubs in an afternoon weekend series from Wrigley Field. Jake Irvin on the bump versus Javier Assad. First pitch at 2:20. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 1:50. We also have some football tonight. More NFL live from Brazil. Chargers Chiefs take on each other tonight at 8 o'clock. That'll be on YouTube for free. Speaking of YouTube, this update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.